It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about what it means to trust God wholeheartedly and to begin to do things more in His strength and less in my own. And so yesterday was a tough day, and I was feeling like I was hit from multiple angles, and then those feelings were compounded by just the general feeling that things were just off course. And, you know, when those feelings can hit, you can, you know, be inclined to say, you know what, I'm just taking matters into my own hands, you know, and that prompts us to do what seems like just the next logical thing. But when we do this, especially when God has instructed us to just be still and we still need to take an action, you know, we are now acting in our own strength rather than His. And that's exactly what Abraham and Sarah did. So God promises them a child, but I guess they got tired of waiting. And, you know, they assume logically that Sarah was too old and she was barren and it just wasn't going to happen. But you can't apply logic to God's word and His promises. So Abraham and Sarah decide to take matters into their own hands, and he has a son, Ishmael, but of course it's not through his wife, Sarah. And so I think when we do act like that, we take away the opportunity to say, nobody but God did this. The scripture today is Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So today, I'm going to have a God moment and say, you know, nobody but God pulled me through. Finally, share this B moment because others desire to be inspired.